This is going to be the saddest get ready with me ever. I'm actually going to visit my grandma and she's really, really sick. And I'm not trying to say this without any emotion, but my grandma is dying. She's actually on hospice and that's the reason why I'm back in Seattle. She is just getting old and obviously she had a great life, but it literally makes me so sad to see her the way that, oh my God, I think I'm gonna cry. Okay, well, I thought if I filmed this, I thought I wasn't gonna cry, but okay, I'm trying to gather myself together. It's 4:45 p.m. I'm gonna go see her. We don't know how much time she has left, so I'm just trying to see her every single day. That's what I've been doing this past week. That's also the reason why I haven't posted in a while. If you can't tell, my hair is really, really greasy and I haven't been taking care of myself. So this is like the one thing I want to do is I want to put my hair up today. It's literally such a dumb fix, but I didn't bring my spray bottle to Seattle, so I'm just gonna grab a cup of water and wet my hair. I'm gonna tie this hair temporarily while I get some gel. I was actually back in Seattle a couple weeks ago already. I've been coming back basically like every 2 to 3 weeks to come see her. The doctors did already tell us that she has max 6 months to live, and that was really hard for me to hear. Even now talking about it, I do get really, really sad, but I am trying to stay strong for my mom because it is her mom. So in Chinese, this is my pawpaw, so she's the one that's really sick. Oh my God, every time I think I'm gonna get through a sentence, I can't get through a sentence. Anyways, I'm just gonna try to make a slick back pony or a slick back bun the best I can. I saw this girl do this trick where she literally tied her hair in a knot. This is what she did. She tied her hair, and I feel like my hair is getting really, really long, so maybe like 2 or 3 knots. Last month when I came to Seattle, my grandma was still talking and stuff, and this time when I came, and it's only been like 2 weeks since the last time I came, she barely talks and she can barely eat, and it just makes me so sad. Like, I look at her and I know she's so miserable. I did leave some strands out so that I can do like a little curly pieces. Hopefully this is cute. I don't even know what this looks like in the back. Does it look crazy? I'm gonna grab these pieces and I'm gonna try to like wrap them. Some of them kind of be sticking out a little. I'm gonna pin it. So I'm actually supposed to meet my mom at my grandma's place because she refused to leave her house. I think she feels bad if she like dies in anyone else's house but her own. So we all have to go see her every single day. And even though she can't talk right now anymore, she does understand when like I go visit her, she'll say my name. My Chinese name is Ting Ting. So she'll say like, oh, Ting Ting. And that's all she can say. And then yeah, she'll say my mom's name. She'll nod yes or no, but she barely eats. So my first time back this month was actually Mother's Day, and it was a very, very heartbreaking Mother's Day for our family. We were all just sitting in the room with her and everybody was just crying. And not only that, we've gone through a lot of grief in our family because my uncle also just passed away from a car accident. And so that funeral was really hard. Okay, I'm supposed to be happy, so I'm gonna try to be happy because I know my mom's gonna watch my videos and she's gonna be like, what the hell, bitch, why are you crying? I don't want her to watch this and then be sad that I'm sad because I feel like she has it so rough because it's her brother and it's her mom. Anyways, I'm gonna do some twists here before I curl these like pieces. Whew, okay, let's get through this. Girl, I'm not gonna lie, it's been like 10 days since I washed my hair. I really have not been taking care of myself. I wanted to do these little twists. I feel like they're kind of cute, no? And I don't want you guys to be sad. I know I'm going through a tough time, but I just wanted to explain myself. That's the reason why I haven't been posting as much. Even though, like, I love talking to you guys and, you know, I know that you guys are gonna support me. It's just been hard to even share with people. I feel like sharing grief with people is such an odd thing to do. You know what would make me happier? If this hairstyle at least turns out kind of nice. Ignore the little pieces. I'm gonna curl them, but check the back. Please be nice. Please be nice. Girl, it's like 5:05. I need to get going. I'm gonna wait for my curling iron to turn on, and then I'm gonna curl these pieces, and I swear, I think it'll look good. While that's heating up, I'm gonna fix these. I don't think I'm processing grieving right, because sometimes I just laugh. I think like, oh, when someone dies on you, it's kind of like they just ghost you forever. Like, I don't know, I'm imagining my grandma just ghosting me. Okay, probably wrong thing to say. It's probably her feng shui coming out. Her energy's like, okay, don't say that. But I am moving back to Seattle to be with my family during this hard time, so I will not be in LA anymore. What do we think of the hair? I fear this side, the pieces look way better. Why does it look way better? I think I'm just gonna lift this piece up here. You know what the sad thing is? So my grandpa, my popo's husband, so my gonggong, which is grandpa in Chinese if it's from like on your mom's side, that man is like 94 years old. Okay, like I feel bad for him. Ooh, wait, hold on, this hair, this is so cute. I feel like I'm going to prom, low-key. My grandma's gonna be like, why are you so dressed up? I mean, she's not gonna say it because she can't really talk anymore, but she's gonna think it. You know, it's okay. She needs to remember me pretty and not ugly, because every day I've been showing up with like bags under my eyes, so I haven't been able to sleep. Every time I'm visiting her and I stay a little longer and it's kind of late and the sun has set, she'll tell me to go home. She's like, ah, it's enough time, go home. And I'm sure even though she can't talk anymore right now, that's what she's thinking. Anyways, this is the final hairdo. I think it looks pretty good. Just check it back to me one more time, make sure I didn't miss anything. I hope I didn't miss anything, because right now it's like 5:20 and I'm sure my mom is expecting me. Okay, bye. I'm gonna get dressed.